From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting more arrests in connection with last month's terrorist attacks in Brussels, Belgium. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects Saturday linked to the deadly suicide bombings that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant, even with the new arrests. He said, but we all know very well that we have to stay very alert and that we have to be very careful. That's why we're taking the needed measures. I can only repeat that at this very moment, a lot of military and police people are on the ground to maintain our level of security. Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attacks suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted that he was the man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels Airport March 22nd. Abrini, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, is suspected to be linked with both the Paris and Brussels attacks. He was one of five people arrested in a series of raids on Friday. Despite multiple arrests in connection with the deadly attacks, Belgium's capital remains under the second highest terror alert. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Kabul, Afghanistan Saturday for talks with Afghan leaders. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, Kerry urged the Taliban to return to peace talks with the Afghan government. He said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the violence and suffering that the Afghan people have endured during years of war. This is VOA News. Protesters in London Saturday called on British Prime Minister David Cameron to resign after his family's financial affairs were included in the so-called Panama Papers. Gathered on Downing Street, where the Prime Minister's residence is located, protesters held signs reading, "Time to go, chum," "Defy Tory rule," and chanting, "What do we want? Cameron out." Speaking at his Conservative Party's spring forum earlier Saturday, the Prime Minister said that he should have handled scrutiny of his family's tax arrangements better and promised to learn from his mistakes.
I know that I should have handled this better. I could have handled this better. I know there are lessons to learn, and I will learn them. And don't blame Number 10 Downing Street or nameless advisers. Blame me. And I will learn the lessons.
Cameron's admission came several days after negative media coverage and calls for his resignation. The opposition Labour Party has also demanded Cameron make a statement to Parliament Monday regarding his financial affairs linked to offshore investments. Taiwan's President Ma Ying-jeou visited a remote island in the East China Sea Saturday to reassert his country's sovereignty and Taipei's role in the region, where several islands are in dispute. President Ma made a one-day trip to the island of Pengzhi. Ma unveiled a monument to reinforce the sovereignty of its territory. The monument is dedicated to the deal struck between Taiwan and Japan in 2013 on fishing rights around the islands. While Pengzhi is not in dispute, it is the closest Taiwanese territory to islands claimed by China, Taiwan, and Japan, known in China as Daiyu and Japan as Senkaku. Al-Qaeda militants in southern Yemen have ambushed and executed at least 15 soldiers after stopping their convoy in the province of Abyan. Local reports say armed Al-Qaeda members stopped the soldiers who were riding in civilian vehicles in the town of Ahwar. The militants ordered the soldiers to get out of their vehicles and then shot them in the early morning incident. Local officials told Reuters news agency that 17 more soldiers were wounded but are believed to be alive. And Austria is considering enacting a law so that it can seize the birthplace of Adolf Hitler from its private owner to keep it from being turned into a neo-Nazi shrine. Austria's Interior Ministry said Saturday that such a law would force the owner to turn over the property in return for compensation. The family of a local resident has owned the property for more than a century and has refused to sell it. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.